Your faith will always have its trials. Your faith will always have its trials. And we are learning through the deeper life that there are many, many aspects to faith. And we know that God really does bless and anoint when we have teaching on faith and the cross, because faith has many diverse angles to it. Faith is dealing with everything in this life to enable us to believe, to look to the Lord, to embrace these promises, because life is very complex and our everyday experiences are absolutely diverse, and our needs. And we indeed need to be in faith for our whole being in this life. We need to be in faith that God will preserve and keep us to the end as overcomers, that we will endure. So there's so much that is involved with our faith walk. But tonight we're going to speak about your faith will always have its trials. Let's turn to a familiar verse and chapter, Matthew chapter 17, and I want to look at verse 20. Matthew 17 and verse 20. And here it says, "So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from hence to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting." So we see with the context of what Jesus is speaking about here with faith, and it's all about the little boy that was healed. Disciples always asking questions. He says also that this kind comes out nothing but by prayer and fasting. So of course that is a great aid and help to our faith when we feel that there is not that faith, when we are aware that we're not resting in the promises of God's word, which faith does, then sometimes fasting is required also. But what I really want to look at tonight with regard to that, what we've just read, is your faith will always have its trials. And faith has to have trials. As we say so often, faith is like a muscle. And your muscles have to be used if you're to keep in good health. and you are to have that movement, and so on. We need to use our muscles. And so the same with the muscle of faith. Now, God is teaching us that it is, that it's like a life of daily faith that we walk, because we walk by faith. So every day, our walk, the moment we wake up, we are walking, trusting God by faith, and it's not by emotions, it's not by feelings, it's not a faith that enjoys and only believes in all the blessings, which is what we were like when we were first saved, because we thought that faith was just simply blessings pouring down always from heaven. And God, for a little while, let us go along with that. But he knows that he can't leave us too long with that mentality and thinking, because we have to start growing and maturing up in the faith, and faith always needs as well the trials that are attached to it. But we have this idea that faith has always to be rewarded, and does at times. And so we've got to get away from this mentality that my faith is always going to be rewarded. And it is at times, but it's not always going to be in the way that we think. Because faith also requires trials. Because the trials and the trials of our faith cause us to reach out for more. It causes us to embrace greater things than just those blessings that we're always looking at and wanting. You see, we've got to learn that we don't earn anything by faith. Faith is to bring us into a right relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And this gives him the great opportunity to work with our faith. You see, our faith is also in which God works with it. This is why he speaks about a mustard seed of faith. That is all that is needed with, in which he can and he works by. But we have got to learn that we don't earn anything by faith. Our faith is to bring us into that right relationship and continual walk with Jesus. That is its ultimate aim. The goal of our faith in this life is that we walk 24/7 in faith, in relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, which glorifies our Father. That is ultimately the faith. And why we have that faith as a gift. And what Jesus said, all it requires is just a mustard seed of faith. You see, if we only see that faith has to be rewarded, we will use it to avoid trials and tribulations. And many today, in the so-called faith and prosperity teaching, they teach it in such a way that faith has always to be rewarded. In other words, giving me what I want, giving me what I'm believing for, and so on. But that is not primarily what faith is about, and why God has blessed and given us the gift of faith. Because if we stay with that, we're going to, whatever the cost, use our faith to try and avoid trials and tribulations. If faith is not dealt with and disciplined and worked on by Almighty God, then we will start to use our faith claiming that we don't have any trials, that you will not lead me through this trial, or you'll deliver me from this, or whatever it will be. Human nature is like it is, and it will do it. But actually, we have to see that faith will always have its trials, because that is how we overcome. That is how we know and we see that we have faith, and that our faith is of great, great value in this life as we walk. You see, God has to turn us around and remove every prop to get us in direct contact with Him. And that's what He does. He has to work, which He does. He moves us around. He'll allow us to go through a trial, because it's all about removing those props that we still rely upon, so that we have direct, unbroken contact with Him. And that is where we will see the greater works come, brothers and sisters. And this is why you have to have your trials, so that your faith will not be broken. That your faith will get you to that place where all the props are dealt with, where all the fears and unbelief are dealt with, where you're still looking to the arm of the flesh. Well, if it doesn't work, I can always go and seek help from man in some way or another. God is going to remove all those props that we still rely upon. And we still do, brothers and sisters. This is still a problem in Full Gospel Assembly. And so your faith will have its trials. Because if we don't, we're going to avoid these trials and tribulations. We're going to avoid this one fundamental question, that God is removing every prop from my life. We still sweep that under the carpet. We don't want to face that one. The thought still of walking totally by faith, for some of us, is frightening. But God will not let us hide. He's not going to let us use our faith in a different way to avoid that. And so He's going to allow us to have trials connected to our faith, so that we face these giants full on, and that they are destroyed. You see, there are times when God removes His blessings to teach you to walk by faith. That's why we're told in 2 Corinthians 5:7 that all the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. But for a season, God will permit some of us to not have many blessings for a season, even though we may be trying to call far down from heaven with our faith and whatever. He will have a purpose and a reason for that, because He's removing props. Every time you see that your faith is just for blessings, you are missing the bigger picture. You are not seeing that God requires us and wants us to totally walk by faith. That will deceive you if all you are ever seeing is blessings. And indeed, God does bless, and He will bless. Why am I making such an emphasis on this? The reason is because you become more value to Him as you let Him strip things in your life away. As those props that you are still looking to, He removes them. You will become of more value then to Him. Meaning that He can use us in these last days. That He's got us to that place where He wants us for those greater works and the ministries that He has for us. And so He's going to allow us to be stripped, and He's going to strip away all those areas that we're still relying upon the arm of the flesh. Now, that we either face that, what He says, or we continue to run away from it and avoid that question. And this is why we're having the trials of our faith, in order to remove those props that we still look to and rely on. You see, believing in the promises is easy. Anybody can believe in the promises of God. But it's believing through those promises that you read that He's trustworthy, that you can depend and rely upon His character. Because that is the ultimate goal of believing in the promises of God. Believing in the promises of God is easy. There's not a price that is attached to that. The price is, do you know that He is trustworthy? Do you know that He is faithful? Can you depend on His character? And the only way, brothers and sisters, we learn this is that we go through the trials of our faith. Because in the trials of our faith, when the fire is turned up 7 times hotter, we then see His faithfulness, His love, His character, His whole being preserving us and bringing us through. That is what causes us to mature and grow in the faith. So the promises, men, that isn't really the problem. What it is, we're learning about His character. And this is why I said that our faith is ultimately for relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. This is absolutely paramount if we are to walk totally by faith in these last days. And you see, God is going to work through these times of broken fellowship, where we've missed it, or maybe we've sinned. And there are still times we have where we break that fellowship with Him. And you see, for faith to work, it must have at times these experiences. God is absolutely in control when we break fellowship with Him, or when we start to take our eyes away and we have averted and looking to the left or to the right, God is still in control, and He still uses those things in which to work on our faith. And this is the remarkable thing about it. This is why we confess so often that all things work together for good to them that love God and to those who are called according to His purpose. He uses everything for the ultimate to get to our faith. A faith where it comes to that place where we're no longer breaking our fellowship with God because of our independent spirit. Because I want to do it my way. I want what I want. This is where the cross comes in to our lives. This is where we surrender our will, our being to God. Because what we are declaring before God and before the powers of darkness, not my will, but thy will be done. That is the confession of surrender before God. And so our faith has to believe for that. Our faith has to be worked for that, so that that total surrender, the denial of the self-life, is experienced. And we're all of us still coming into that place by the fact that we are learning that God is trustworthy, that God is faithful, that we have learnt about His character, that He cannot lie. But we have to go through trial and testing to learn those things of God. They don't come immediately. They don't come when we're just saved. When we're just saved, we see our faith as just nothing but I want blessings, blessings, blessings. And God for a while, as I said, goes along with that. But then he starts to withhold those blessings for a season because he's trying to teach us something deeper and greater about our faith and our faith walk. And to show that faith does have to have its trials and tests to make it worthy. That is the whole point. And the ultimate gain of our fellowship is that we have that unbroken fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ. But to have that unbroken fellowship with him, he's going to permit at times where it will be broken for a season in your life. And he's going to use that. And he's going to show you how wretched and miserable you are without his peace, his spirit, that relationship, that walk with him that you love and depend on day by day. He's going to allow a broken fellowship for a season to show you how valuable that is in your life. You see, God is in total control. This is why we hold on in this assembly, because we believe for those prodigal sons. Some of them will come back who have left us. Because they realize that broken fellowship, they can't go on any longer. The world is not giving them what they thought they would get out of it. So all the while we see God is in complete control because he's absolutely sovereign. But God is working with our faith to bring us ultimately to that unbroken fellowship that we have by faith with him. And he's going to work this out in our everyday life so that we experience this. So it's not just something that we're talking about tonight, but it's going to be your experience, your 24/7 walk of unbroken fellowship with him. Where you have come to that place that whatever the trial of your faith, you know it will not separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus. You know that because you have experienced that from God. You're not just getting the promises of God. As I said, anybody can believe in the promises of God, but the promises of God have to go a lot further. They have to be revealed to you by a God and Father who loves you, and you know that love can never be broken between you and God. You have to see that. You have to know that. You have to walk in that. That is an experience. And that is what our faith is looking for and crying out for. And the way we get that is that we go through those trials in which it's shown to us. You know, we need to be careful when we use or the trials of my faith. We need to be a bit careful what we're saying. When we say that, we can often say it to one another, oh, I'm going through a trial, or this is the trial of my faith. It might not always be the trial of your faith. The very fact that we have life, the very fact that we are alive, the very fact that we walk in this world, and at the moment, sadly, Satan is still the god of this world, but he will be finally put down. We have to face the fact that there are trials in this life. Why do I say that? Because the whole world walks in trials. So it's not just you. It's not just me. My family, who I'm believing for their salvation, but at the moment do not confess Christ yet as their Lord and Savior, they still go through trials. But they're not calling it the trial of their faith. So life does have its trials. The discipline of life is needed. That's why we have a police force, an army. Even governments know that people have to be disciplined. School teachers know that children have to discipline. So these are, but it isn't always the trial of your faith. I'll tell you what is the highest expression of your faith, that you can go no higher than what is declared in the Word of God. And we all know it, but turn me to the book of Job, Job 13 and verse 15. There is no higher goal or expression of your faith than is found in this verse, in Job 13 and verse 15. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Though he slay me, yet I will still trust him. That is what he's getting to us to, brothers and sisters. Where you do not care for your life, you're not worried about your life, because if your life isn't here in this world, it's with God in glory. Remember, we're simply those sojourners that are passing through. But that is the ultimate of our faith that he's getting to. That is where I believe the deeper works will be expressed and be seen and will come from that principle. All the while, we're still fearful over our own lives. What is going to happen to me? Will I have money at the end of the month? Will I have a meal on the table next week? All those things that still take our concern, we're not yet going to come into that place that is spoken of there in verse 15. And so we need to be careful when we talk about the trials of our faith, because some of the trials are simply found in this life. And what you've gone through, your next door neighbor has gone through. Or what you've gone through at work, somebody else has gone through that at work. So we need to be discerning in this area with regard to what we call as the trials of our faith. We do need to start growing up in this area, because I think at times we have been babies in the past. Oh, this is the trial of my faith. Well, I know somebody else has gone through that, and they weren't even Christian. No, God is getting us to greater heights. He's getting us to grow up now. He's getting us to move forward now as sons and daughters of God. And he's using the trials for our faith so that we come to this place of unbroken fellowship 24/7. It's what our hearts and spirits are crying out for. It's what we need. Yet it's still at times that fear, that unbelief, that still causes us to compromise and take second best. But you see, God isn't going to let us take second best. If God cannot give the very best, then nobody else can. And yet so often we Christians, we're quite happy to go along and just take second best. But God isn't happy with that. Whatever he does with us and how he works through us is of the highest standard. No man can ever attain to it. And so we should expect that. And the highest goal that was ever achieved and given to man in this world as a gift from God was the giving up and surrendering of his Son Jesus Christ on our behalf. The very best God gave of himself. And so the only way we can give the very best back to God is ourselves, as those living sacrifices, Romans 12, 1 and 2. As we've said so often, you can give no more than your heart, yourself, as a complete surrender for the will of God. Your faith, my faith, which is a gift from God, is to work in each of us so that we are at a place where our wills are completely surrendered over to Almighty God. That is the goal of the deeper life. Where you can honestly say, not my will, but thy will be done. You can say that in confidence. You can say that with a right conscience, because you know that all the obstacles for you to say that have been removed. That is what he's bringing us to, brothers and sisters. And we can't run away from it. The grass isn't greener anywhere else. And all we can say is, if you truly heard this from the heart, well, Father, this is a miracle, because it cannot be done in the natural. But nevertheless, not my will, your will be done. And my life is surrendered over for you to accomplish and work that. In other words, you have gone to the Garden of Gethsemane and you have settled it, the same as Jesus did. That's what he's doing. He's doing that with some of you. He's getting you to settle it. So you're not then double-minded. You're being swayed to and fro, but you are resolute, standing on the rock, that foundation. That's what he's bringing each of us to. And I know it's a work, and I know Rome was not built in a day, and it's taking a lifetime. But the Lord is doing it, and he will do it, and he has provided. And what will influence us, what will persuade us, is the fact that I know he is trustworthy. I know his character. I know he will never, ever allow anything to harm me, to go against me. Everything will be together for good. It cannot go wrong. Every morning I wake up is a morning of victory, a morning of a day of overcoming. We already have that victory. He's making these sayings a reality to us so that we live it, we experience it day by day, hour by hour. And so he's getting us to move on beyond just claiming these promises. And those promises certainly are there in the Word of God. But he's showing us that faith, trials, is needed. Because our faith needs those trials. It's that spiritual muscle. And every day, God is working with your faith. God is working with your faith right now as you hear this word. Ultimately, we come for fellowship, to glorify the Lord, to worship him, to be together in fellowship with each other. But it's ultimately to get to our faith, to believe, to trust him. That unbroken fellowship, to know that I am totally, completely dependent on him. As I close, I give you again the analogy of what faith is about. Faith is putting all your weight as you lean upon something. So as you lean upon a wall, you're trusting with all your weight that that wall will not collapse. So you've got faith in that wall while you lean against it. So it's exactly the same. The idea of faith is leaning totally on God, because he's trustworthy, he's faithful, he cannot lie, he will never let you down, he will be with you every second of the moment. You are never out of his sight. You are his priority. Each one of you, he looks over you, he guards you, he keeps you, He does everything and more than you could ever think. And that is what he's ministering to us. That he wants you to experience that. And the trials of your faith are the means of which you will experience the Lord Jesus Christ who lives in you. Because remember, as I said on Sunday, of his fullness you have received. You are preserved and kept by the life of Almighty God that lives in and through each one of us. And so, dealt with sin, so that he can dwell in us and live through us, love through us, speak through us, endure through us, believe through us. Everything that he is, we are also in Christ Jesus. Your faith isn't really your faith, it's even a gift of God. And if you did but know it, it's Christ who lives in you, is believing through you. That is why he's the high priest in heaven. He's taken that ministry, that role. He's witnessing to himself through you. That's why your prayers are answered, the prayer of faith. That is why our fellowship should not be broken. Because you cannot break fellowship with the Godhead. And the Godhead lives and dwells in each one of us. So what can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus? That is the question, brothers and sisters. And that is to be experienced and walked in 24/7. And you either want that or you don't. And all it is on the basis of asking. Ask and you will receive. Our problem is we still are asking for the wrong things. Let's start asking for the right things. Unbroken fellowship. Walking 24/7 with him. A faith that will believe. A faith that will move mountains. A faith that will endure to the end. They're the things that we should be asking for in our prayers and intercessions, but we don't, do we? And we wonder why, sadly, the church is in the state that it is. But praise God, he's got a remnant who are hearing now in these last days, and who will go on into the fullness. Because of his fullness, we, all of us, have received. But we need to walk in that fullness. It's one thing knowing it doctrinally, theologically. It's another thing walking in it. And that is for the church. That is for the overcomers. That is for the bride who's making herself ready. You can decide whether you want that or not. So there we are, brothers and sisters. That's what we've talked about tonight. Your faith will always have its trials. And this is why you go through much trial and tribulation, because God is getting to our faith to believe, to embrace, to believe for more. You see, you can never come to the end with faith. This is why the deeper life teaching is that open door. Going through that door into the Spirit. You can go as far as you want with God in these last days. Isn't that a blessing? That God has removed everything, removed every hindrance. You can go as deep and as far as you want with Almighty God in that wonderful relationship that we have with him. We will be foolish to turn away from this. We'll be foolish to say no. If we truly love the Lord Jesus Christ, everything within us says, yes, Lord, more, amen. It's what I want. It's right. If thou canst believe, the Lord says, all things are possible. Father, again tonight we bless you, Lord, for speaking life into our heart and spirit. Father, we thank you for this relationship that we have with you. We thank you, Lord, that You are showing us that we can have that unbroken fellowship 24/7. It is possible. It doesn't matter what our lives look like, our circumstances, or what the enemy is trying to throw at us. You have shown it. You've revealed it. Therefore, it is possible. And it is for the asking. But Lord, we also know that we will be tried and tested. It might even be for a season where it seems blessings are withheld, or it seems as though I've broken fellowship with you, but you turn everything together for good to those that love God. You are the only one, Father, who can turn the negative to the positive. And so, Lord, we just thank you tonight. We thank you for speaking into our lives and into our hearts. We thank you for encouraging us and bringing us back, looking to you, looking to the cross. Help us, Father, not to veer off to the left or to the right, but to walk that path as your light, the light of your word, shines, and we take every step that your light moves us forward in. Preserve and keep us, Father, from the evil one, from temptation. Father, keep us from ourselves and deceiving ourselves. So often we can be our own worst enemy. And so, Lord, I thank you tonight for our fellowship. I thank you for all the saints who have come into the room. Lord, bless, preserve, and keep them always in the faith, in the walk.
Fulfillment in the arms of the sea.